The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 12th day of May, 2023. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight we have, our producer on the board in charge, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And we have here live in studio with me my tech guy, Ron Ritz.
Good evening, everyone.
And way out yonder in Texas with his 10-gallon hat and them cowboy boots and that John Wayne look in his eye, we have none other than Big John McTiernan.
Well, hello, Pastor Ernie. And God bless you and all our listeners, and may we have a mighty, mighty show tonight.
Well, listen, you're right. Let's do this. Why don't you lead us tonight and have all the folks out there join us in a prayer that that we're not taken down, that everything, that the Lord would come against the prince of the power of the airwaves tonight, because we have a lot of important things to get out, and you know what happens, they don't want it out. So go ahead and
That's what happened last week, Pastor Ernie.
What?
I think the shutdown was nationwide, and then as the show went on, some came back. Some of the cities came back.
Yeah, well, they managed to get into the internet system, and there's three different streams that they used, and they knocked out two of them, and that's what happened. And so why don't you and all the folks out there pray with you that that doesn't happen again tonight, that God will come keep us up in the air, and because we know that the enemy sure doesn't, you know, don't like what we're doing, but that's our job. Resistance to tyranny is always obedience to God. So would you start us off in that prayer, John?
Yes. Lord God, we're before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, this spiritual warfare involving this Pastor Ernie's radio show, because the truth is going out in many, many, many ways. The truth is going out. The enemy cannot stand this, literally, your enemy and our enemy, Lord. So we're asking for the binding of that, that they would not be able to interfere with the show tonight, that the truth will go out across America of the state of, I guess we're going to call it the sin of this nation, and how the destructive forces are trying to bring us down. And we ask for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, John. John, I wanted to say today I got a call from a really nice lady. She called to kind of encourage us to, her name was Joanne called from North Carolina, to encourage us to keep fighting the fight, and because she listens to us, tells us how much she likes the program and what we stand for. But in that conversation I had with her, she talked about her friend Jeannie Malfifi, Jeannie Malfifi out there in North Carolina, who's another listener, and how she had just lost her grandson, Austin. And so we want to say, as Jeannie, we would like to say our most sincere condolences with your time. And we just ask that the Lord be a comfort to you at this time. And again, thank you, and God bless you. And thanks again, Joanne, for the good, all of the encouragement you gave us today. And God bless, and for both you ladies, may this be a blessed, blessed Mother's Day to you. Thank you very much. Alrighty. And so, we're going to start tonight, John, in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And I'm going to read verses 1 and 2, and Ron's going to read verses 3 through 8, and you read verses 9 through 11, okay? So, let's go. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith into his grace, whereunto we stand and rejoice in the hope and the glory of God.
And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. You should have read it, because now I'm going to twist the words. Okay, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die.
Go ahead, John. 9 to 11.
But God commanded his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more, being reconciled, shall we be saved through his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Okay, going back to verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, it tells you a number of things. As we go through here, we're going to say we're justified by faith, we're justified by the blood, we're justified by grace. And so here, all of these in relation to God means that being justified also by what? By works, right? In James 2:21. So all of that is through faith in relation to man, is it not? Yeah.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into being justified before God.
He goes on to say, by whom we also have access by faith unto the grace. Now, that's an interesting thing there, because you know that word grace is the same. Well, no, It's glory. Glory in the, if I remember, it's the same as rejoice in the Greek. But he says, by whom also we have access by faith into grace, wherein we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Now, that word hope there in the Greek is the same word that we use, what? Assurance. We have, the word that they used, hope, was different than the way we use it today. When we say hope, well, how would you describe that, define that word, just hope, the way it's used today, John?
Well, hope, that's a little complicated, Pastor Ernie. When I look at it in the scriptures, to me, that is anticipation. That's what the scripture, like looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. But today, I mean, outside of God, faith in Christ, it's hope is just not anchored in anything. It's just a feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
if that answers your question.
No, that's a very good definition. But the way that's used there is, that means it's the same word that we use as assurance.
Yes.
Blessed hope and blessed assurance are one and the same. And so we go to verse 3, and he says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience." So when we say that, again, that word glory is the same word as we rejoice. We rejoice in tribulations. Why would we rejoice in tribulations?
Well, Pastor Ernie, because God is in the tribulation with us, and he's going to take us through it. And because when you look here, if you continue there, tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. So when we're going through tribulations, we've got to wait on God to bring us through it to the other end. That's where the patience comes.
Okay. And so here, that's the same thing as meaning what produces perseverance, huh?
Our character.
Let me ask you this, because the Apostle Paul said that we should consider it a privilege, all glory, to suffer for Christ's sake. Why would he say we should consider it? If we suffer for Christ's sake, and we'll ask Ron this. Hey, Ron, if we suffer for Christ's sake, what does that say about our salvation?
It's secured.
It's secured, okay. All right, very good. And then he says, and patience, experience, and experience, hope. And, of course, that's that word, too, is the same. We read over in James 1:12 is character, huh? And so he goes on to say here, much more. You know, much more. Boy, that is all through this. We see much more here. We see it in verse 9. We see it in verse 10 again. In fact, he's using that same one in verses 15 and verses 17, the term much more. So he goes on to say, much more. Maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we repent, or for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. What do you think he means by that?
We shouldn't be ashamed to suffer for Christ, or
when he says without strength, okay. When he says, and for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. That word strength he's talking about has to do with what? Our faith, huh?
Yes.
Okay, being built up. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. So what are we taking a look at here? Now, we know this, that when it comes to one of our children or one of our family, our wives and that, we would be willing to die, right?
Yes.
Okay, so when he's talking about here, for scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. What's the difference between being a righteous man and a good man?
Well, a righteous man, Pastor Ernie, I would look at someone in the Lord that his life is lining up according to the Word of God. You know, that's what righteousness is. But a good man might be just like an average person.
Well, but that it says here, for scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man, someone even dare to die. Now, if you look at that, the term good, the definition, the biblical definition of the term good from Genesis to Revelation, it refers to what? God's laws, God's statutes, God's ordinance, God's commandments, God's covenants. These are, when it's ever it refers to good, it always deals with those things there. So when he's saying, do you think that would apply here, that for a man that holds to, the words of God, that one would even dare to die?
Is righteous, is he implying that the righteous is more likely to, or I'm having trouble distinguishing the difference?
Well, yeah, that is an interesting thing. I think it would take a lot of work on that, studying on that. But now, he says, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So, now he's making a point here that we didn't deserve to have God die for us, did we? Christ
Correct.
Died for us, no. And so, in other words, who in the world would, when Jesus said, in our church we have a flag, and the flag has the pine tree on it, okay? And a lot of people don't know what that means. Do you remember what it says on that?
No.
An appeal to heaven, to heaven on there. And some people don't understand what that means, so... That flag actually used to fly above the Christian flag. And that's out of Matthew where the Lord Jesus Christ talks about, if they'll do this to me in a live tree, what will they do to those in the dead tree? Hey, John? John?
Yes, Miss Ernie.
Yeah, you're making a lot of racket there. Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, somebody's making a lot of racket. I'm watching Ron. If he does, I can hit him, but
yep.
You're way out there. You're fumbling the phone. That is what our producer said.
Pastor Ernie, I'm having an extremely difficult time hearing you. Your voice is very, very low, and I don't know if that is just my line. Or
can we boost the volume up there? What if I talk louder? Is this better? Okay. Okay, I am. Can you hear me now, John?
I hear you, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, so I'll talk real loud now. Now I lost track of what I was saying. Now, let me see. He said, but God commended his love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Now I forgot what I was asking. Oh, I know. It was the flag, yeah. And the Lord Jesus, when he was saying, if they would do this in a live tree, think of what they'll do in the dead. And what he was referring to was that in him was life. He came to give us life, eternal life in him, and they were going to crucify him. And just think of what they'll do to regular sinners, to each other. He was making a point.
Okay.
And he goes on to say, much more than being now justified by his blood. You know, there are some people that make the statement that, we're not really justified by blood. They say that it's merely a metaphor for his death. What do you think about that? And I know John MacArthur, I heard him say one time there was no intrinsic value in Christ's blood. What do you think about that, McTernan?
Well, Mr. Ernie, the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Well, that's absolutely true.
Yeah. And there were always blood. We go back into the Old Testament. Like on the day of Yom Kippur, the high priest had to take the blood of the sacrificed animal and had to be sprinkled there on the way to the Holy of Holies and then it had to be sprinkled on the mercy seat. That had to be done for the forgiveness of sin. And that was a type of the coming shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's scriptures like, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
All right, so
Jesus Christ is absolutely needed for the forgiveness of sin.
All righty, so if they had strangled Christ instead of crucified him, would that have been enough then?
No.
No, because in Hebrews 9:22 it says what? Without the shedding of blood there is
no remission.
No remission of sin, huh? All right, so he says, for when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more, there you go with that much more again. Being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also have joy in God through the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have received the atonement. And so, well, it sounds to me like that's pretty good news, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, Pastor Ernie. We receive the atonement. He died for our sins, and the price has been paid for.
All right, very good. Well, we have a lot to talk about, but first we'll be back right after this.
Here's a song for all of you liberals who believe your ways are best, who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants, who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's foul on our nest. When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States.
Alrighty, we're back. Wanted to say this very quickly. Doers of the Word Baptist Church will only have a morning service, no evening service. This is Mother's Day. And so we always spend Mother's Day in the day after the service. We put the Lord first, don't we?
Right? Yes.
And then we spend it with the family. And so, and you know what? Everybody I know had a mother. Do you know that?
Yes, it's impossible otherwise.
I know what a mother is. See, a lot of those people on the other side, they don't know what a mother is. They call them birthing people.
Yeah, they're redefining is just...
I had a real mother. Not a birthing person, right?
Yep, everyone did.
Okay, so...
And does.
They don't know that in the public schools, do they?
That's not what they're teaching them.
No. Okay, John McTernan, listen to me. Man, I feel like I need to be doing something about this, what's happening there in your state of Texas and all along the border states. John, we're under invasion. We're being invaded by foreigners. Joe Biden, who is the treasonous in the White House, has brought in tons and tons of his Chinese nationals. They're coming into our country. We're under invasion. And I don't know, I feel like I need to do something. Many of us here are saying, well, look, we can't do anything from where we're at on the border, but we're going to start hardening our defenses here. We're getting ready for war here. What do you think, John McTernan?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I'm in Texas here, and you know everybody's aware of what's happening, and it's unlimited amounts. I mean, it's like opening up all of Central America, but more than that, they're coming into like Mexico from all over the world and then coming north to the border. Pastor Ernie, Texas is going to be washed away. It's going to be Mexico.
All right.
We're going to lose the integrity of the state of Texas and then in the long run, the integrity of the United States.
Well,
when you think of this, Pastor Ernie,
there's something much worse than that. Okay, let me ask you this, John. Okay, I mean, if they show up and they say, John, you know, we've decided that you're going to have to just give your house up, and you know, you and your family, you got to go somewhere else, but your house belongs to us now. Now, think of that. Hold that thought, because we got a woman, Phyllis, is going to make a very quick announcement, and then we'll come back to that. So, Phyllis, you're in the air. Hello, Phyllis.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Yes, tomorrow morning there's another one of those drag queen events, drag queen story hour. It's going to be held at the Near West Theater in Cleveland in the Gordon Square area. It's West 68th in Detroit. And the organizer, he calls himself John Brown, is asking people, Christians, to gather to make a showing to stand against this evil and gather across the street from the theater at 10 a.m. I guess the event starts at around 11. And he wants people to be there when the mothers bring their children. This is being advertised for mothers to bring their children ages 3 to 8 years old, and this is advertised as family friendly.
So here's what you do. Make sure, Phyllis, that you have a number of people taking pictures of these women who are bringing their children, because these women that are bringing their children are child abusers and literally child molesters. And make sure
Absolutely.
You guys get pictures of those women, and they should be put up on and let people know. Just what kind of would bring their children to one of those drag skag events?
Absolutely. We will do that. But I would like people out there, this John Brown is the organizer. He uses an assumed name because of anonymity, and he's asking for, you know, he'd like to have a showing of enough people and bring signs, scripture signs, or whatever signs the people would like to have to just show these so-called mothers and these children that God is, it's an abomination to God doing this. So rain or shine, I guess he's going to be out there, and people will be out there. So again, it's tomorrow morning, 6 at 10. He wants people to gather around 10 o'clock, West 68th Street in the Gordon Square area of Cleveland. It's 68th in Detroit. And bring your signs if you have them. Bring rain gear if you need to, but he'd like a nice showing of people. Now, this event, there's been more events happening in the last 6 months here. There's almost an event every month somewhere in...
Yeah, this is there's a rise of satanic activity. We are in the time the Bible calls, the time of sorrows, the Lord referred to it in. That means we're actually right at the very end of the sixth dispensation period of time, the church age. So everything that is happening right now is described perfectly in 2 Timothy 3 and in Romans 1. So, all right, thank you very much, Philip. We got to get back to John. All right,
absolutely. And also, I'm asking for prayers also.
All right, very good.
Okay, would the listeners please pray if they can't come?
All right, absolutely. John, okay, so now I said this. We have, if somebody came to you, if they come to your house, because I know you're a little bit inland, and they say, well, McTernan, you know, you're going to leave your house because Joe Biden is just giving it to these illegals. What are you going to do?
Not leave it.
So are you going to stand your ground?
Not leave my house, Pastor Ernie. And, you know, I don't know if you realize this or not, but this has been done in Germany. This has been done in Sweden. And I know of a couple other European countries it was done. I just can't think of the names of them. But people were literally forced out of apartment buildings and things like that so that the Muslim immigrants there could be housed. That's a fact. They did that.
Well, I think you find some of that took place there in Michigan, too, where you have that huge Muslim, and in Minnesota, also, where you have that huge Muslim population. But now we're talking about communists here. We're talking about the Antichrist communist movement there. So, John...
Well, Mr. Ernie, if I might interrupt here, just reality... they're flooding in, and Obama, the numbers are going to be purposely lowered because they're not counting them. They're opening the borders and just waving them through. They're not going to put them in holding pens or anything like that. So when they come in, where are they going, Pastor Ernie? Where are they going to get food? Where are they going to live? It's going to be like chaos.
That's exactly what Biden wants. That's exactly what the Democrats want, right?
Yes. We, folks, please understand we're being invaded. I mean, it is actual, it's like a soft type of war. You know, they're not coming in, they're not using weapons yet. But nonetheless, our border is being invaded by a foreign group from Mexico, and the American government is complicit with it. Biden is complicit, and his whole administration, everybody in Border Patrol, all the, probably not the agents, but the people, head of Border Patrol, Department of Homeland Security, they're all coordinating this, and this is one of the legs, Pastor Ernie, to literally destroy America as we know it. Joe Biden and his whole administration are really, you might as well look at them as... agents of another power, not of America, Pastor.
Well, I've been saying that for years. That's what we've been trying to tell people here.
Yeah, we have been saying it for years. Here it is, though. It's right. It's subtle, and now it's not subtle. It's in your face. They're coming in, and there's nothing you can do about it.
All right, we just played a song, Get a Grip on Immigration, right? Do you know when we first started playing that song? Back when Obama first came into office. And so that's, you know, we've been trying to tell people for a long time. So now here.
But Pastor Ernie, I can tell you this about the governor in Texas here. He's called out the state National Guard, and what the National Guard is doing is protecting, like, the major cities along the border, Brownsville and probably El Paso, and there are other. But the Guard, the border of Texas between Mexico, I don't know how many miles, but I know it's hundreds and hundreds of miles. Texas is a huge state, and you can only protect, like, the big cities. So there's hundreds of open miles to come across, so virtually you can't stop it. At least the state of Texas alone can't stop it. It's too massive.
Well,
invasion.
Okay, so John, what's happening? Like what you said, you wouldn't leave. You'd fight. You'd fight to protect your property. Would you not?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I know there's a whole lot of the other Texans down there, the ranchers and that. We're going to see as Biden brings in all of these Chinese nationals, and he's bringing in the gangs. He's bringing in some of the worst gang members. They're emptying the jails down there in Colombia and these other countries, and he's bringing in some of the worst criminal gangs, and these gangs are going to start forming, and they're going to start trying to take over small towns and that.
Yes, they are. You hit it. You're absolutely right, Pastor Ernie. They're turning Texas, in particular, they're turning Texas into like Mexico.
Right. And so what's going to happen, the people like yourself there, are we going to see vigilante groups grown? Because our enemy, we know that the FBI now is our enemy. We can know that the FBI would be more likely to work with the gangs than it would be with us. Not all of them. I know there are still a lot of agents out there that are Americans, and they have families, and they want to live in a free country too. But we know those at the top, like Chris Wray and Merrick Garland, they're the enemies. If you're a Christian, a patriot, and an American, they're your enemy. So are we going to see vigilante groups forming in large numbers?
Well, what I hope, Pastor Ernie, and this is the only hope I see naturally to defeat it, is it has to start with, like, the sheriffs. And the sheriffs are the ones that would, like, maybe organize instead of vigilantes, they would organize, like, a militia. And then you'd have to have the governor, like Governor Abbott of Texas, with the National Guard. You'd have to have, and under him is the state police. This is how we have to move, Pastor Ernie, all coordinated. Because we are under siege now. The border is wide open. Biden's administration is actually aiding them coming in, Pastor Ernie.
Well, we're working together.
Yes, they are.
they're a part of the same, you know, cartel.
Yes, it is. The biggest cartel, as far as I'm concerned, in the world, is the Democratic administration and the Democratic Party under them. They are the biggest crime cartel in the world.
You're absolutely right. They've gone completely corrupt, completely corrupt. And so,
Pastor Ernie, did you follow the hearings there about all of the banks, the Biden's washing money through the banks?
Yeah, I was watching it. Yeah, I've been following that. And I know they've just picked up a lot more information, but they had over 20 different banks where they found, you know, they saw the Biden crime family laundering money. But you know how many minutes? Do you know how many minutes were given to this at NBC, ABC, CBS, and CNN?
Zero.
Zero minutes given to it.
Well, see, that's why I said it's the biggest cartel in the world, because an arm of the Democratic cartel is the media.
Yeah. And an arm of it is the CIA and the FBI.
Yeah. Now, Pastor Ernie, there was 170, they called reportable items through the banks. So in other words, if the bank thinks something suspicious, they should report it to, I guess, either the IRS or the FBI. And they had 170 of them through Biden's family and 10 family members. And they identified Romania, Pastor Ernie, Russia, China, and Ukraine. But I was reading today, in fact, I have it posted on my blog, the Congo was involved, Pastor Ernie. They're going to release information about money coming through the Congo to the Bidens, also Qatar, that nation on the Persian Gulf, and it says many other Middle Eastern nations. So it was like, you might as well say, almost the entire world was bribing Biden's cartel. And I guarantee you that if Biden was getting bribes like that, so were also many, many others, like Obama and the Clintons. We know the Clintons, with their foundation, that was nothing but a big money laundering scheme. So the Pastor Ernie, a good chunk of the world was bribing the Bidens and, you know, other American officials.
Well, yeah, I don't know how much bribery it was. Actually, it was Biden was selling influence. That's what he was doing. He was...
The same thing, you know, yeah. Bribery, selling influence, whatever, you know, just criminal activity. They were being paid, they were paying money for doing things to favor Romania, but using the power of the United States. They were getting favor, and the president was doing things, the vice president, as he was, were doing things to favor these countries, and his family was being paid, not him directly, but his family, 10 members of his family.
Yeah. And so here now, so all of this time, let me go back. Remember, JFK wanted to get rid of the CIA. He said they should be defunded. Ronald Reagan wanted to get rid of the CIA, and Donald Trump wants to get rid of the CIA, okay? And so, well, we saw what happened to both Kennedy, and we saw the assassination attempt on Reagan. And here now, Brennan, they've been bringing Brennan in for questioning, and Clapper. These guys have lied. They admitted they lied. Clapper did. You know, before Congress, before. They lied to Congress under oath. They lied. And so here, they brought Brennan back in today, I see. And so now the FBI has been following this whole thing, even though they denied Hunter's laptop. They did that same old Russia thing, and they denied it. But we say on there was something like over 300 sexual crimes committed on that laptop, found on that laptop, and how many other federal crimes? I think 600 in all.
Yeah, and the sexual crimes involve children.
Yeah. And so, well, the Democratic Party is flush with pedophilia.
Yeah.
And Pastor Ernie, it also involved, according to the report I read, it involved, you know, soliciting a prostitute who was being trafficked.
Yeah. And
so... the children, they were, you know, trafficked women... were involved in this. I mean, and Pastor Ernie, how long, well, particularly you, have you been saying this on this show?
Two and a half years, we're telling you that Joe Biden's, his assignment by the Chinese Communist Party was to keep the border open so you can keep the fentanyl coming in, so that you can keep the human trafficking coming in, and that you can keep a good supply. His job was to keep a good supply of children for the pedophiles out there, the so-called elite. And like I said, the Democratic Party is just flush with pedophiles out there. And again, what they call the mainstream media will tell any lie. There's no lie too big for them to tell, as long as it's called a narrative. And so we've seen that. Now, the FBI has been following this, and they have all of this information, and they have it in a file. Now, Congress has tried to subpoena that file, and the FBI is breaking the law by not turning that file over. And they're saying that it could be a security problem to America. I don't believe that for a minute. Do you believe that for a minute?
Maybe for the politicians.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, these are criminals. This is like the 1920s, 30s, where Al Capone and the mob owned Chicago. This is what's happened now to the federal government. We have a bona fide organized crime cartel that's taken over. Like the mob, Chicago, they own the police. They own the district attorney. They own the judges. The entire city was corrupt. And that's why Elliot Ness was a federal agent. And they became the untouchables, meaning that they couldn't be bribed. They were able to bust up this criminal cartel in Chicago. It's the same now for the federal government. It's like Al Capone, when in Hinduism, when you're reincarnated, it's like the reincarnation of the Chicago mob, only 100 times bigger and worse.
Yeah, and this time, instead of bribing these prosecutors and judges, they just run them for office and put them in office.
Exactly.
Right? And so,
yeah.
So there you go. So now, here, I'm trying to figure out what. I know that if they can override, if they can get these cases like Biden's whole crime cartel, if they could get that into the courts, if they can get that and go around the FBI. And now, let me ask you this. So here, when you have this, and you know that the FBI has been setting, and of course they're getting their orders from Merrick Garland, right, not to turn that file over, but the very fact that they set and watched all of these crimes being committed, not only did they watch them, but they list all the crimes, and let me see, the FBI, isn't a part of their job is to go after people that are committing those crimes?
Yes, Pastor Ernie.
And so now, if that's your job, to go after these people that are committing these crimes, and you don't do that, you sit there watching. We'll ask Ron, see if he knows. Hey, Ron, if that's their job, to go after these people, but they don't, then what? How do we define that? That's called what? Dereliction of duty?
Dereliction of duty, yeah.
But is that also not a crime?
Yeah.
And so, now let me ask you this. The FBI knows all about all of the money laundering operations, all of the banks, where they go, how much money these people were being paid, and they're remaining silent. Do you suppose maybe people like Chris Wray or maybe Merrick Garland was receiving some of that dirty money?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're spreading it around, Pastor Ernie. Yeah. And we're seeing, it's being uncovered right before our eyes, how Joe Biden, if you check his tax return, it's probably clean, but it's going to his family, his children, brothers, uncles, nephews. That's where the money is going to. They're paying them. And then, you know, Biden probably is put down as part owner of houses and part owners of this, that, and the other thing. So it's not directly tied to him. They're washing it.
Well, when you had, I heard Biden say I was watching. He was talking to this, I think, a mayor, or might have been a governor, and he was saying how he was talking about one of these incidents of something that took place in the Ukraine, and he said, "Let me tell you, you don't mess with the Bidens." In other words, he was doing his Al Capone talking. When he was over there, remember when he had that meeting and they were investigating his son, and he gave the president of the Ukraine, he gave him, what, 6 hours to?
Yeah.
And then he said, and he fired him. So, I mean, this is pure, absolute, nothing but corruption. Now,
actually the definition of quid pro quo.
Yeah.
I mean, that was on tape, too.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Do you think the chickens are coming home to roost? All the stuff that's coming out by Biden, now they're the communists are getting a little worried, a little nervous. Even the Democrats themselves, as bad as they are, they are worried about Kamala getting in the White House, which she might do. Even they're concerned about that. So, what do you think, John?
Yeah, I mean, we could go from the frying pan into the fire. But Pastor Ernie, again, I bring this up all the time. Who is going to prosecute this mess in Washington?
Well, that's what I say. If they could get it out, if they could get it into the courts, then you have your state police. You can enforce it. You have others that can enforce it. Once you your federal marks, once you get it into the courts. But they got it.
What has to be done is the state courts, Mr. Ernie.
Yeah, because
it can't be any state. In other words, if it gets into New York, forget it. I mean, it'll be just like the FBI. You'd have to have some state that has a semblance of honesty, I guess.
Justice.
And the Attorney General can go after, like, let's say for income tax evasion, for, you know, the state income also. So I don't know, whatever bank charges, or they're doing it in certain banks in certain states. Something, you have to get state charges to bust open what the federal government is doing.
Okay, now I heard a woman ask the question, how can we stop this? And the answer was, the person she was talking to said, elect me president again, and that was Donald Trump. And then I will put a stop to this. Okay, so they all know that. I mean, Chris Ray and Garland, Merrick Garland, they know that Trump gets back in office, they may be going to prison too, right? So we're going to go to a break here, and when we come back from the break, we're going to hear, I'll introduce a part of it, and we're going to listen to a clip of Donald Trump on CNN. CNN right now is pulling their hair out because, boy, did they mess up. They had Trump on. They did a town hall. And this woman, John, that interviewed Trump, she looked just like that trans thing that was with a Bud Light commercial. So get ready. We're going to be going to a break right now. So don't go away. A lot more to come. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.